However, when it comes to everybody's, you know, looking after their own best interest, it seems like some of the staff at St. Mike's Hospital may have been victims of intimidation, coercion, and these kinds of things, or so says the folks who are trying to, I guess, implement a union drive there of sorts, and they're having a rally next week on Tuesday in the afternoon right outside the hospital to, I guess, draw attention to their grievances. But joining us on the line right now, Michael Hurley is a president of the Ontario Council of Hospital Unions. Michael, good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, listen, this is the curiosity to me. You're talking about a lot of these employees at the hospital who have been ill-served, I guess, by the administration there. What's the point and purpose of highlighting this right now? Are we in the midst of a union drive there?
Well, the three hospitals in Toronto are restructuring. Providence Health, St. Joseph's, and St. Mike's, they've merged.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a process to deal with the question of unionization. We have a union drive, QP does, for the clerical staff at St. Mike's. And, you know, there have been some problems with the hospital in the last month or so, which are pretty serious.
What kind of problems?
Well, you know, people terminated, a chaplain with 20 years service.
With or without cause?
Well, we would say without. You know, clerical people with as much as 15 years service. And from my perspective, and, you know, I'm with QP, so I'm a little bit biased, as you hinted at the beginning of the program, but from my perspective, in advance of having to deal with a union, St. Mike's is restructuring in a very aggressive way, including calling people in and asking them to sign agreements to work 8 or 10 days in a row without overtime, etc., which is a pretty cruel, horrific schedule, and with implicit threats about what could happen to them if they don't agree to that sort of stuff. And, you know, so there's stuff going on in the hospital, which really, is contrary to their public image and to their stature in the hospital sector in Toronto and all the good work that they've done.
What's the current status at St. Mike's? I know there are different sectors, but is it a union shop for the most part?
It does have unionized employees. Its clerical staff are not unionized, and it's in the clerical group where we have this kind of intimidation and people being walked out the door with no notice. And of course, if it was a unionized environment, they'd somebody's told, well, we don't need you anymore, so goodbye. You know, and that's it, you're taken out. But in a unionized environment, there'd be notice, 5 months notice of a layoff, and there'd be discussions about that, and you'd have options in terms of where else you might be able to go in this huge, what's going to be an enormous corporation on three sites spanning the whole geographic size of Toronto. So you'd have all sorts of options, which you don't have, of course, currently. And so what we're asking is that St. Mike's just back off, have a moratorium on restructuring, back off the treatment of employees, and let the processes the labor board has in place to deal with the question of should people be unionized or not happen. And in the meantime, especially so close to the holidays, let's just take a breather here.
So how many people are you hoping to certify here collectively?
Well, several hundred. There's several hundred clerical staff at St. Michael's. We're certainly hoping within a few months they will be unionized, and it's almost a certainty whether our drive succeeds or not, that in the process of the restructuring that happens, because there are clerical staff organized in the other hospitals, that ultimately those staff will be unionized and that they will have a collective agreement. And as a result, they will have rights, which they don't have now. And they'll have the right to notice and to be fired for just cause and not just to be walked out, and to have a process about all that stuff. And, you know, that's fully in line with the church's teachings and fully in line with, what's normal labor practice in the province of Ontario in 2017. So I'm hoping the hospital will heed the public call to, back off a little.
All right. And you're also appealing to the fact that it's faith-based.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, the Catholic Church has, you know, some you know, pretty progressive views about how you know, how the, you know, unions you know, do bring some benefits, and how you know, the Church should relate to that, and views, you know, recently expressed, you know, by the leadership of the Church about, you know, how
all right, well, it's under the rubric of liberation theology. I got the point. On the question, though, of the clerical staff, I mean, this is because the bargaining units are going to be reconfigured. Now, you've made this appeal to the Ontario Labor Relations Board?
Yes, we have, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And when would they adjudicate this?
Oh, well, it's going to take two or three months for them to hold a hearing and review all this, and that's why we're stepping up the pressure with some advertising and a rally, and, you know, we're going to.
Has the administration, you know, cited cost as being the concern here?
Cost? No. Flexibility. You know, would be what they've expressed around wanting people to work the longer shift schedules, but with respect to costs, getting out ahead of obligations that come from restructuring and unionization is something that's probably uppermost on their minds. Yeah.
All right. Well, the rally is Tuesday from 4 to 5 in the afternoon at the corner of Queen and Bond, and you've got the flyers. Like Scrooge, St. Michael's Hospital is treating its employees badly, and you got a guy in a top hat and tails who kind of looks like a Scrooge. Who is that? Is that a likeness of anybody in the administration?
No. Oh. It's supposed to be a likeness of Scrooge, but no one's seen a recent photo, right?
So, okay. Yeah. So he's just Photoshopped something. Some poor guy is Facebook. Yeah, okay.
That's right. I see.
All right. Well.
And of course, Mr. Scrooge had a conversion, right? Mr. Scrooge had a transformation, and he went from being an employee who perhaps an employer wasn't perhaps as good as he could have been to one who was a marvelous employer by the end of the story, and that's what we're looking for here.
All right, fair enough. Well, I appreciate your telling us what this is about, and we'll see what happens going forward. Thanks for your time, Michael.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, Michael Hurley, President of the Ontario Council of Hospital Unions. And so the union drive at St. Mike's, we'll have to wait and see what breaks as far as that's concerned.